Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, tell us what's happening with your podcast, brother.
I'm just plugging away, man, talking about the Rams being the best team in football. And for all you Saints fans right now, hey, check it out. Go to YouTube, Stinkin' Truth, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. I did my leftover segment on the game I call, which was the Saints and Carolina, and the butt whooping the Saints put on the Carolina Panthers, who were surging winners of four of their last five. And some really good things coming out of my meetings with the coaching staff, my meetings with Tyler Shuck, and just what they were able to accomplish, especially on the defensive side of the football, but what Shuck accomplished as well. So it's right there, the Stinkin' Truth. Check it out.
Mark, I was telling this to Charlie, and you know, it's been 3 days and or 2.5 days, I guess. But, you know, everywhere you go now, man, people got a little bit of optimism now with the Saints. And it all got to do with Tyler Shuck. And the defense really was the main reason they won Sunday. They played terrific football and stopping the run. And that is such a key. And it's been something that hasn't been there consistently for the Saints over the last couple of years. But your thoughts on Tyler Shuck and how he played? Because, man, that was some moments you said, good gracious, that guy ain't playing like no rookie quarterback, and he's a heck of a lot better than that dude that's playing on the other side of the field, and he was the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, no question about it. He did some really good things. I thought his movement inside the pocket under duress was incredible. He kept climbing. He'd roll his shoulders. He'd climb up. He kept his eyes down the football field, found targets like the Juwan Johnson, you know, big play right off the bat on third down where he went 50-plus yards, the Juwan Johnson touchdown, even the Olave touchdown against the blitz, like all those things against pressure. And that's what you want to do sometimes as a young quarterback. You know, you want to go pressure that guy, see if you can create a turnover. And he was nails in those situations. So I thought that part was really, really good. And you're right, man. He just outplayed Bryce Young, who was the first overall pick a couple of years ago. And he looked the part. And you know what? Sitting down talking with him, it felt like he felt confident. He felt like, yeah, I've been in it. You know, I went to college for 7 years, you know, and I've heard all the jokes. Hey, most guys call it a doctor and all those different things. But you know, he had injuries. He had disappointments. There was a maturation process that he got through his college experience that most of us and most college players don't get. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a benefit. So it was cool. It was, he was a fun kid to talk to, and he certainly went out there and played quite well.
The Panthers' inability to run the football, and I know they've had some offensive line changes, but everybody's got injuries. The Saints got a bunch of injuries across the offensive line. I thought their inability to run the ball and the Saints slamming the door on that was really the key to victory, because their deal was they stuck the middle fingers at you and say, I dare Bryce Young to beat us throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Because once they stopped Rico, there was no other recluse here. You had to throw the football to get back in the game.
Yeah, you know, I said it on the broadcast several times, and I meant it. The Saints right now are telling you what they think of Bryce Young. And I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just telling you the tape will tell you what we think. And what they thought was, we are going to sell out edge pressure, edge blitz, corner blitz, Alante Taylor off the edge. We are going to sell out on the blitz. We are going to, you know, force you into the teeth of our defense. If you try to cut back, there's going to be an unblocked man blitzing off the edge to capture your running back in the backfield. We're going to shut you down. We're going to play one-on-one on the outside edges, give you access out there, and we don't believe that your quarterback can beat us. That's exactly what Brandon Staley put together, exactly what he was telling everybody that watched that game. Anybody who has, you know, any football knowledge can see it, and they executed it perfectly, and he was 100% right. They don't have enough passing game to beat the New Orleans Saints. And so it was, you know, all the way around. It was a great victory for the Saints. Like I said, coming in, Carolina had won four of the last five games.
Seattle Rams this weekend.
Ooh-wee.
You could make an argument, the two best teams in the NFC. And you can make a pretty good argument. The AFC teams, and I get New England with their record, not trying to take anything away from what they did in the Colts either. But good gracious, the way these teams are humming right now, that is a real sort of battle here. It's a battle royal, and the gates have been locked. It's to get out of the hell in the cell type of thing between these two teams this coming weekend.
Yeah, I think ultimately, of all the tape I've watched, I think the Rams are the best team in football. Forget about the NFC. And then I think Seattle is in that, you know, in that next tier that are just neck and neck. So, I mean, it's just, this is going to be a great, great matchup. And so really cool. You know, when you start looking at, like you said, New England, probably – you know, arguably the best team in the AFC right now. You got the Broncos at 8-2. You got Indy. I think the Patriots are playing a little bit better than both of those teams. But I'm not so sure that it's Detroit and Seattle. You know, we might be splitting hairs, but I think it's the Rams. And then, you know, then you make your argument between Detroit, Seattle, and New England as the next best team. So pretty cool, great matchup, no question about it. What a treat it's going to be.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How impressed are you with Caleb Williams? Ben Johnson comes in like the quarterback guru and everything, and it wasn't real smooth at first. But you watch this game, and I know it's against the Giants, but still, man, Caleb Williams late in that game, he pulled it out for him. And that wasn't the greatest weather conditions either he was playing in. How impressed are you this year with Caleb Williams?
You know, I think it's interesting because – you know, come from behind win, Giants up 10 late in the game. And I think Ben, and I've talked to Ben, but not here in the last couple of weeks, but I think Ben would tell you a lot of work to be done still with Caleb Williams. And I want him to be on schedule more. But the thing about Caleb Williams, and he had this in his time in USC, when things break down, that dude can make a play. And his off-schedule ability is what won them that game. And, you know, that's really what they're trying to get away from, because you can't operate that way for four quarters, because ultimately you'll create more turnovers and more mistakes than you will, you know, game-winning type plays. But in a short spurt when you got to have it, man, he did both with his feet. There were a couple of plays. I kid you not. It might have been 7 or 8 seconds he held the ball behind the line of scrimmage, moving around, avoiding blitzes. It was like, you got to be kidding me. And so I know they're trying to coach some of that out of him, you know, because there was too much of that, you know, going into the season. But, man, oh, man, he was unbelievably dynamic at the end of that game, no question.
Travion Henderson coming into his own now at running back for New England, because you can see, you know, Mike Vrabel, he really wants to run the ball. He wants to protect his star quarterback. I get it. And Drake May looks terrific back there for a young quarterback with not a lot of experience under his belt. But if this team gets that running game going and they get that back, and Travion, he's got that big play ability, the Patriots are going to be a tough out, because you know what Drake May can do throwing the football. He didn't maybe have all the ingredients there to run the ball and maybe a top back. But Henderson looks to be, over the last couple weeks, to be a guy that they're going to lean on late.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And listen, Vrabel, like, there are certain things Vrabel is going to do. He's going to try to control both lines of scrimmage. They're going to be stout defending the run, which they are, and they're going to run the ball. And, you know, they've done a really good job, and Drake May's done a really good job of kind of, you know, progressing. Keep it simple, and we'll just keep building on this offense. And, you know, and they have done that. He's thrown the ball deep incredibly well. But they've really been kind of, you know, progressing from the first to second, you know, progression. And then, hey, don't be afraid to take off and run. And now we're going to get into 1-2, and then let's get the third and then take off and run. And eventually it'll be 1-2-3, find your check down. But they're not rushing him into any of that stuff. And I think that's, like, I think that's really cool, the way they're kind of building it. And they've taken too many sacks, and he'll be the first to tell you, man, I've taken too many sacks. But I just like the way they're constructed and built. And then, you know, the Travion Henderson thing, when he's running down that sideline late in the game to go in and score, and he looks over to the sideline and is like looking over at Vrabel, can I score, or do you want me to, like, lay down? You see that? Like, that kind of stuff, it just goes to show you how well coached they are and how connected they are. And, you know, Vrabes can be a hard ass, no question about it. But I know that he loves his players, and I know how much they respect him, and I think it's really cool to watch.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I was watching the Berlin game as we were getting ready and doing the pregame for, you know, the Saints versus the Panthers, and that come from behind victory for the Colts. This is a two-part question because I want to get your thoughts on the Falcons too and where they're currently sitting, because they're on a extended losing streak right now, all the way down at 3-6 with four straight losses. And, you know, they traded their first-round pick for next year as part of the way to get James Pierce Jr. in last year's draft, so they're not in a good situation. I'll get your thoughts on them in just a second. But the Indianapolis Colts, and I know you as a former lineman, you love to see that rushing attack with Jonathan Taylor just bowling over people and the holes that that front line for Indianapolis is opening up for him to run through. Sometimes, Mark, it's just comical, but he finishes the game with over 240 rushing yards, and at the very end, when you needed it most in overtime, that final drive for the Colts, they gave it to them. They gave the ball to him five straight times, and he punches it into the end zone to wrap it up. And if the season ended today, the Indianapolis Colts would be the one seed in the AFC, and I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No, certainly didn't. And it just goes to show you the value, you know, in a day and age where all we want to do is get wide receivers and throw the football and the dynamic nature of throwing the ball. And, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, you score, like the scoring comes from throwing the football and all this baloney, and you control the line of scrimmage, you beat people up physically, you're going to win. And when you got a back like that and you do that consistently, even if it's not working at first, if you stay committed to doing it, man, the battle of attrition that is running the football is real. And you beat people up and you're going to have an opportunity to just wear people out late. And you saw it with Atlanta. I mean, it was, they're ahead late in that game and Jonathan Taylor takes one 83. Like, that's an exhausted defense. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get into overtime and here he goes, like you said, five straight runs, just pounding the rock. And that's what running the ball does for you. So it's amazing how they're built. And what that's done for Daniel Jones, who, you know, is all of a sudden becoming, you know, like a legit quarterback who they're going to have to sign a contract to and pay him. And they're gladly do it because he's playing really good football for him.
Mark, last question, but how the hell the Chargers are winning? Because, okay, your two starting tackles are out. Your top running back is out. You've had attrition inside at both guards. Defensive line, Khalil Mack has had some downtime. You've had trouble in the secondary. And Jim Harbaugh somehow, some way, comes up with ways to win. It's amazing to watch the Chargers today.
It really is. Like, what are they sitting at, 7-3?
Yeah.
And you're right. And they've lost that. Now, hey, listen, Herbert is a great young quarterback. And Jim has just found a way, you know, philosophy-wise, connection-wise, to get those guys to play regardless. They are the most unique, probably 7-3 team in football, and it'll be really interesting to see how they play down the stretch. Because he's the guy, you know, Jim Harbaugh is the guy that said, drafting an offensive lineman at 6th overall or whatever it was. And man, people want me to draft a weapon. I just did. That's the tip of the spear, you know, and to have both of your starting offensive tackles out and both of them are all pro type players and still be sitting at 7-3 and still be finding yourself right in the thick of things. Amazing. It's a great job coaching. And it's just a testament to him as a coach, the coaching staff that he's assembled, and then the players they've assembled.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on. Terrific insights. What game you got this weekend?
I've got Houston at Tennessee.
Well, you get to watch the Texans then. And Cam Ward for Tennessee.
Yeah, the Texans, their defense is legit.
Oh, yeah. Cam Ward has always been a guy that moves around the pocket. He better move real quick this weekend is all I can tell you.
No doubt.
You guys, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.